Tuesday, number 2, December the 20th, 1992. Thank you, Commander, for the pause.
You ones want somehow this link with all knowing. And you want it in your own way, at your own speed, and when it's convenient. It will never happen. It will not flood upon you. Insight from time to time will burst upon you, but not from a foundation of nothing. Now you're going to have to learn to discern the levels of dimension. God loves you enough to come himself, but never does it happen without the forerunners coming to prepare the way. Just as the master went to prepare a place for you. It's hard enough to come into a hostile land and be denied over and over and over again, to the point that ones will absolutely butcher themselves rather than face the possibilities of what might be at hand. The same person who will absolutely deny will be the first up there to tell you you're at the time of Armageddon and the return of Christ. A totally ambiguous statement. Where do you think the Christ will come from? You've put him out there somewhere. You certainly don't want him within, because if you realize that you have to experience everything you experience in the sight, undimmed vision of God, you can't deal with it. And that's what you do. If you go into the gutter or you misbehave, you pull God right there with you. And you can't deal with it, so you kick him out. Well, he doesn't go anywhere. He just witnesses more, including the last act of kicking him out. But your cosmic brothers have to come from somewhere, don't they? And then when we get right back down to the entire truth of the matter, you are an illusion, experiencing an illusion, a thought manifest of God Father to teach you. I can't make you understand it. I can't make you comprehend it. But how many of you will spend your spare time in study over the Pleiades journals? Not many. And the biggest problem that we have with the Pleiades journals now is that the adversary is going to come and probably arrest my scribe and EJ because of the indiscretion, errors, whatever it wants to be called, of the very ones who are jointly in the lawsuit with them. Because these ones were given the job of getting rid of those journals, not advertising them, not even speaking of them. They had relinquished all rights to them. But the judge said, the scribe holds the authority over the publisher. And the attorney said, no, that's not so. The judge said, I believe that to be so. These ones will inform America West and make that clear. All volumes in the possession will be turned over to the court or dispensed with. They will be set aside until this can be heard. Only now your surveillance crews have found that sets of these books, after they were to all have been brought to this community and turned over, absolutely all of them, to Tehachapi Distributing to get them out of the control of either America West, the Liberator, or these two, only to find that orders have been filled from Carson City. You don't get away with anything. Whether that be error or not, does say this. They have books. And you have broken your word, Mr. Acker. Mr. Tips. Mr. Dixon. And now Mr. Green. Did it happen? Well, I want to tell you, the University of Science and Technology is bothered to pay handsomely to have ones watch you every step you take to see what else they can find you doing. Anyone with any kind of a shady background is being under surveillance constantly in an effort to just catch you ones with any kind of a record, doing anything amiss on any portion of property shared by these ones, including this bookstore, which isn't even a bookstore. Now, isn't that interesting? This is a Liberator office. This is a paper source. And there is an arrangement between Tehachapi Distributing, I assume, and the Liberator to advertise those Pleiades connections. It is well expressed there that they are not sold by America West nor the Liberator. Obviously, I cannot control it. But it requires that I make a statement about it. I have to make a public statement about it to everyone, which is embarrassing and hurtful. These ones have kept their word. And they turned their own private set over to the judge. If and when this is settled, there may or may not be a return of the ability of America West to sell these particular volumes. But we don't need those volumes. That's the hurtful part of it. I said we would rewrite the books. And we already have the drawings and the explanations directly from South Africa, no less. So that they do not even have to be re-dictated. The point is that the adversary does not want you ones to have truth of your experience, because he knows that the minute you know what you are, who you are, and how you function, he has no power over you at all. Well, doesn't that mean that evil ones could gain this power? You damn right. But you know what? By the time you understand it, you're no longer focused on the physical expression, because you know it is a projection, an illusion. And it is an experience of pure memory. Well, we have to get there, don't we? And how unintentional are the barbs, the slings, the arrows that we shoot at each other? Would America West deliberately hurt Dharma and EJ more? I would like to think not. But guess who it hurts? Guess who they come to arrest? And isn't it just a bit irritating when you already have the RTC efforting this most criminal group to pull down and gain all of the property of every citizen through illegal means in an injustice court system? They have to now stand responsible for sales of journals that they were told were no longer even available. And yet it was set up for the convenience of ones that they could continue somehow. I don't even know that I can explain it. While there was still no way to accept orders and to honor ones who paid for other books along with the Pleiades connection on a business card, those orders were sent and processed here, which also cleared the legal ramifications. But to be filling orders and then to have one of those slips show up here and one call and say that, ignore that, that was an error. The error was in letting that order slip through. Well, does that mean that we're going to line them up and shoot them? I thought of it. You rebel at the pressures and the constraints of injustice. I won't allow them to do that. I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do because they're wrong. But don't you see they have the bigger gun? Your perception may be absolutely correct, but under the circumstances, not well thought out. Because the repercussions fall on other shoulders. And there cannot possibly be enough value in the books sold to offset anything. So it's unfortunate. And what can you do about it? After the fact, after the horse is out running around, you can try to catch him. But what has to be done now is a letter, a statement, which is equally hurtful, painful, through attorneys, stating that we were unaware of this and that we are the brunt now of heavy, heavy surveillance and threats. I cannot remind you often enough. The adversary wants to stop you. They do not want the truth out. There are $250 million by that one entity to keep those journals off the shelves. I don't know what to do. Even in the higher wisdom. Because the intent, of course, is not to bring pain or more problems. And yet one's actions speak louder than the mouth who has just said something else. So if there seems to be a problem, I would assume that you have to guess there's a problem. Does it need to be particularly troublesome? I hope not. It's certainly careless and thoughtless. But anyone who has not been careless and thoughtless in their experience, please start throwing stones now. Our purpose is not to throw stones. Our mission is to get the word out to the best of our ability, to unify in a physical format, a patriot, godly group who is willing to work within the laws of God to reclaim that which was given at the hand of God, a set of leadership rules, fuel for the lamp that would light the world. Do you see what has happened to your society? The effort is to make you ignorant. Full-blown, absolute effort to pull you away from everything that you were taught and into total ignorance. Can you look at the ones running around in Somalia and not see what's happening to your own nation? Can you see the peasants anywhere in the third world, having been isolated from truth, fed nothing but religious doctrines and dogmas, and hopelessness? Do you see that you are becoming like they? How can you lead anything in ignorance and in darkness? So it's serious. It goes beyond books and lessons and discernments, observations and opinions. Those are things that impact your daily existence. But do not tell me that I believe in you, sir, while you are with the other side of your face, denying what I have just told you. Do you have a right to do that? Yes, you do. But it doesn't seem too bright to me. It makes you look like a fool. You cannot do both when they are directly contradictory one to the other. You can err, and you can be ignorant. But can you be ignorant if you claim to hold all of this knowledge from all of the work and from experience? Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the story. Can you take exception and disagree? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's not enough just to say, well, in my opinion, it's the other way. And continue to tout some of the truths and your opinion as being a part of it. That is unacceptable. Either all of it is totally your opinion and not really worthy of the speaking, or you study it till you know it, and then your opinion maybe is worth something. You can back it up with confirmations and facts. I cannot get all the confirmations and facts to you that are just pouring in, absolutely inundating. The ones who work at the faxes and the phones. There's not room. We cannot continue to run 40 pages plus papers. We cannot afford it financially, nor should we. It means you're going to have to unify some of these patriot groups, offer a daily newspaper or something, and bring yourself into liberation. And just like the Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited, we can bring the Liberator and the Phoenix crew together, and together we can get this job done. There is nothing that can stand against you as God's people attempting and acting to reclaim that which is godly. Because evil cannot stand in the presence of God. But if your intent be more greed, more evil, only your way will work. It'll get botched almost instantly. Just like, well, I'll just go ahead and do this one. It's the time of confrontation, Chilas, almost instantly. Because what we do here is so important. It is so important to so many. The books are not important. The word is important. Do you see? And yes, it is important to get that word before the people. But it's already out there before the people, isn't it? Not only from these volumes, but from the very one first given it. And he wasn't even first. He just expressed it in your time and capability of understanding, if you would read it and not get hung up on the other trash and garbage offered with it to bury it. Walter Russell was one of the greatest men ever to walk on your earth. But he was prone to the human aspect, and he was had. And the minute that you think that you can live in this netherworld, a fantasy, you're going to get had. Because the entire thing is an illusion, and therefore your fantasies make your illusion and reality. And you better get God into that equation. A substantial focus of spiritual nature so strong that there's never even a thought of any reality into the games of the physical play. If you want to go light all the sagebrush you can stand to inhale, I advocate it. It gives you a focus. Dark energies don't like sage. I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to burn it. As long as you know, all you're doing is playing your game. That it is your focus, drawing from the power of God, that will get rid of the evil energies. And the smoke is just going to give you hay fever. These have useful helpers as you move along. But any time you're playing with these dark energies, and I repeat, anything that locks you into the physical through ritual, expression, or any other thing, isolates you from God. And by its definition is evil. You see, the devil may not be real. Evil is real. Evil exists. And let's redefine evil. I mean define again evil. We're not going to redefine it. It's been redefined enough. It is anything, any action, any thought, any intentional effort to divert you from your path to lighted God. And yes, it can be a little thing, a big thing. Usually there are a multitude of little things. You have been good to me in a way, I'll be good back to you. That sounds good, doesn't it? Depends on what the goodness was and the back goodness becomes. And is emotion, for instance, involved in this repayment process? Well, I give you a little bit of my godness in exchange for this worldly expression. These are things that only the individual can confront. And that, in confrontation worked out with God, doesn't matter a hill of beans to Commander Hatton. I'm trying to get your constitution back. I'm trying to get the cosmos, seafood, energy, marketing, limited, underway. I want you to have some of that gold, or at least the wherewithal from it, so that when it comes right down to it and you are required to exchange, you are not exchanging 10-1 on federal notes, but the Federal Reserve will be wiped out and you can exchange 1-1 with your treasury. Do you think that's going to be a big pronouncement to the world from Mr. Greenspan? He doesn't care for this. Mr. Kissinger likes it a lot less. That's one good way of discernment. If they don't like it, something must be coming down good. And Mr. Bush and Mr. Majors are just there chummy, chummy, chummy at Camp David. Well, we're in agreement. We're going to, at some point out there, enforce the no-fly zone. They are going to enforce the no-fly zone against the Serbians, who are going exactly according to their New World Order Kissinger associates. Big honking deal. They are fighting for their very lives. Mr. Bush is going to need a place to go. On the 29th of December, after you ones don't perceive very much of anything happening, Mr. Bush has to make a payment of almost $1 billion personally. And so far, he has not been able to figure out how to get it out of any of his banking resources. And while they give you nothing news about Moscow and Russia, I want you to know that they are billions of dollars behind in their payments to you. They've defaulted on everything. And yet you're going to give them some more. It's in the paper. Well, at this point, they hold a very big certificate. They can break the world themselves. And they can drain you. Remains to be seen how it works out. And while you attend these silly little show and tells, I hope that you understand that you probably will not be seeing very much of anything happening. Because the more easily and gently this can be brought into fruition, the more apt it is to be able to hold. You see, the massive numbers moving out of your nation, these are hard-line industrialists having raked off billions from you. They've got to get out, do you see? And yet look at the glory. If you can get them out, restructure your nation, bring law under the Constitution again into your place, you, the people, can go in there and open those factories, open those foundries, become productive. You don't need them. They've only destroyed you. And yes, you will have to wipe out that mentality of something for nothing, which so many of the unions have become. And it's every man go to do a day's labor. And you do it at a cost where the product can flow back into your economy. You don't need to export overseas. You need to build quality and sell it at home.